Nikolai.
Yep.
Banger Guard, good morning. Can you just tell us, you've just recently cycled from where to where?
Well, recently, I came from Sorrento yesterday, but if we go a bit further back, I've cycled from Denmark to Melbourne over the last 21 months.
Nikolai, this is Rachel. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Good morning, Rachel.
Welcome to our beautiful city.
Thank you.
Are you standing at the moment?
Yeah, I'm in Melbourne, yeah.
But you're standing, you're
standing.
Not sitting.
I am. I'm sitting now. I'm sitting.
Good for you. I'd imagined you weren't able to sit for several months after how many kilometres? 25,000?
Yeah, I've cycled 26,000 kilometres now.
Why, Nikolai?
Well, it's a long way from Denmark if you decide to go on a pushback.
Yes.
So,
yes, it is.
So I guess that's, yeah.
But why not hop on an airplane and come over? Why the cycling specifically?
Well, that's a good question, actually. But, yeah, I decided like 2 years ago that I wanted to do this around the world.
So cycling. Like a project? You thought, I'll just see how I go? Because you'd have to work out a route, how you were going to go?
Yeah, sort of. I'm not on a strict route, you know, plan, but... Yeah, I take one country at a time, and now I'm here in Australia, and it's all good here. So it's
any close shaves, Nikolai? Have you come close to meeting your maker?
Say again, sorry.
Have you had any close shaves? Have you had any near misses?
Not really. I mean, generally the cars are, you know, they give me a big berth, and it's not really a big problem. I've had a few times where I thought, well, Jesus, but
like what? You thought, Jesus, why? What happened? Because of traffic or because you met crazy people on the raw way?
Mostly because of the traffic, yeah. You do meet a few crazy people as well, but that's just part of the adventure, I guess. But
and were you alone most of the time?
Yeah, I mean, I'm cycling alone, yeah, but I met up with a few cyclists along the way, but yeah, I find it hard to, you have your own way of doing things, and other cyclists have their own way of doing things.
So Nikolai, am I getting the impression that you're a loner? Do you
no.
spend a lot of time alone when you're in Sweden?
No, I'm Denmark.
In Denmark, I'm sorry.
Anyway, it's Scandinavia, so.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, I'm not a loner, no, definitely not.
But you like things your way? You're traveling alone?
Yeah. You've got your own... You're never really alone, you know. You meet so many people out there, and people are extremely friendly all over.
But I'm trying to imagine it. I mean, try describe it to me. Most of the time, are you in, you know, you would be in a city, and then you would be going through, you know, farmland or
yeah.
There must be long periods where you don't see anybody.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, cycling from Darwin down to Adelaide was a kind of a. Well, it's not lonely. I never feel lonely, but I understand why people think that, well, you must be lonely. But, you know, you meet so many people along the way. And even though I'm cycling for a few days without even talking to a lot of people, it's just beautiful to be out there and with your thoughts and under the wide open sky. And I never feel lonely, really.
Logistically, Nikolai, how many tires, for example, have you gone through?
I'm now on my third pair. Yeah, so I changed the tires twice.
Is that all? What sort of bike are you on?
It's like a touring bike, expedition bike. It's slightly bigger than a mountain bike, but to the untrained eye, it looks just like a mountain bike. But it's a sturdy bike. It's a European made bike. So it's...
Of course, European made. Great. Yes, good. Of course, you wouldn't be on an Aussie bike, would you?
I'd be careful, Nikolai. What sort of food have you been eating along the way?
It's pretty basic. It's nothing fancy.
Of course.
It's mostly just muesli for breakfast and tuna sandwiches for lunch and some pasta dish for dinner.
Right.
And are you recording the trip in any way?
Yeah, I am. I have a website that I update regularly or every day. And so, yeah, I put a lot of photos and stories and, yeah, whatnot, bits and pieces from this expedition, yeah.
So being from Denmark, say, the next wave of Vikings we can expect to be like you, they will arrive on beautifully made European bikes and be aerobically 100% fit.
Yeah. That's it.
So does your bike helmet have two horns out the side?
No, I don't have to. I have a Danish flag on the back of my bike, and that'll do.
All right.
And where to from now, from here, Nikolai?
I'll stay here in Melbourne. Well, I'll go to Tasmania for just a week or 10 days, and then come back to Melbourne for the Australian Open, which I'm really excited about. And then I'll go to Sydney afterwards along the coast.
That'll be beautiful.
And after that, I might go a bit up the East Coast, or I might just see if I can get a boat ride to New Zealand and then tour around New Zealand and then South America.
And how are you getting back home? Please tell us you're flying.
No. I'm trying to stay on the ground as much as possible. So I'll cycle around from... Probably go to Tierra del Fuego in the southern part of South America, and then go all the way up to Canada,
cross
North America, and then from the East Coast, U.S. East Coast, probably see if I can get a boat back to Europe.
So, Nikolai, how long are you planning to be away for?
Around 4 years, I reckon.
Oh, wow. Do you have a profession?
I'm an anthropologist.
So is this part of work? Are you collecting information along the way, or is there some sort
not,
of...
I mean, no, not really. I mean, I am always, observing and collecting.
Yeah.
But that's just how I am. I'm not doing it, professionally, you can say, but...
It's not like somebody's sponsoring you to gather information along the way specifically about something.
No, I am... I do have a few sponsors, but no, it's just basically... For me, I'm writing for a Danish newspaper.
So now we're finding out more. You're writing for a newspaper. You're sending back articles about your journey, about who you've met.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and they supply me with a bit of money. It's not big money, but then again, I don't spend a lot of money.
Well, you're not eating. Mm. You're not paying for transport.
Exactly. No, it's just just food basically.
All right. Well, you're doing a great thing, Nikolai.
Oh, yeah.
Writing for a newspaper could possibly be the world's longest paper route. There you go. Thanks. And, look, good luck with the rest of it.
All right. Thank you very much. And if anyone should be interested, do you want the website or?
We'll make that available on the ABC website.
Excellent.
And you can just hit that and we'll send you a link and there you go. But good luck.
Thank you very much,
Tony. And thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Nikolai Bangegaard, I think I got that right. He cycled from Denmark 25,000 kilometres and counting.
That'd be losing a bit of weight.